just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we're returning back for the second hour of the Gathering Offering, and my guest tonight is Rodney Rogers, and we're discussing right now Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. And anyway, Rodney, would you continue on that verse, please?
Well, this is the way I understand it. You know, the wicked in general, let's just understand that that person, let's say that hypothetical person, is someone who is given to doing what is right in his own eyes. Now, doing what is right in his own eyes is always to his own advantage and in his own favor, and normally and probably most often to the hurt and the disadvantage of somebody else. Now, if you hurt enough other people and take advantage of enough other people, you're always going to be looking over your shoulder, never knowing when payback is coming around to catch up with you.
Boy, isn't that true.
And the way the system takes advantage of this, I kind of see it like this. And one reason why I brought up Deuteronomy 28 is the church I've been attending, the pastor sometime back was preaching through Deuteronomy one chapter at a time. And I thought, oh boy, I can't wait till he gets to 28. You know, for 27 weeks, I've been waiting. Well, that 28th week came around, and he preached on chapter 29. And I kind of looked over at my wife, and I said, were we not here last week? I don't understand. So I brought it to his attention. He said, well, I mentioned it last week and kind of in passing, and then he skipped over it totally. But what I see going on these days is that the churches, they only have one commandment, and that is obey the state. The state defines what is sin. The state defines when you should have a clear conscience, and the state defines when you should have a poor conscience and a guilty conscience. And the churches have pretty well handed over the sheep to a false god, and that false god is more than happy to acquire all of these people to exploit, to keep them behaving as if they're wicked and deceived as if they're wicked because, you know, they violated this code or this rule or that statute and they can't turn around and the state is, you know, they're justified in knocking down your door, and well, you know, what have you got to be afraid of? You know, if you've done nothing wrong, you know, this sort of thing. You know, we've been totally handed over to a foreign god, and that god has become the state. Now,
I agree. And one of the things I'd like to point out that I try to do, and I'm glad that you're doing, is I go to book, chapter, and verse, and I point those out and try to discuss book, chapter, and verse instead of glittering generality. And I think that's what the preachers do, is discuss glittering generality. I'd like to add one more verse to this chapter 28 proverb. They that, in verse 4, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them, being the wicked. So, this Proverbs chapter 28, if people will take the time and read it, when I say read it, read the verses and stop and think how each one of these verses may apply in our life. Got a short break now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to our Apulco Bay.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another Gun and Knife Show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single-day pass or $15 for a two-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Hey, RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. God, nice and easy does it every time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to the sponsors of RBN. Because of the sponsors, that's how we're here. And we're having a participation from Rodney Rogers tonight on the Gathering Offering. And he's one of the longtime listeners and supporters for Republic Broadcasting. And he is on here to help you understand that you can participate on the Gathering Offering. And at the bottom of the half hour, or bottom of the hour here, we're going to turn it back over to you, and you're welcome to call in. And Rodney's going to try and knock out a couple more areas. I'd like to slip in one more thing. I've heard in the past that Rodney has dinner on occasion with Tom Ritter of Capital Forum. And Tom's on Sunday morning from 8 to 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And they have some interesting subjects. And I wish Tom would talk about the fact that, you know, he's got cows, he's got a ranch, he has to get them to market, he has to do all the things, and he's a rancher. I've talked to him, and at times when I've talked to Tom, and he's in the middle of splitting wood. So he gets splinters in his hands, too. So, attaboy Tom Ritter in Capital Forum. Anyway, Rodney, if you would continue on wherever you want to guide us tonight.
Well, you know, Jerry, we talked a little bit early in the show about the value of a loving father, and you know, I so appreciate your stories about your father took a proactive interest in your upbringing from your very very early years, and I'd like to discuss a few verses here where the Christ reveals to us the nature of the Father.
Okay, and, great.
About four verses, so it'll take me a little bit to get through it, but I'll do my best here.
Tell me where we're going.
Okay, we're in. I'm trying to read this on the screen. We're in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7.
Okay.
We'll even start at verse 7. I'll even back up one or two here. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened up to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And he goes on to explain by a little parable here. He says, what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And then Christ goes on to say, if ye, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets, otherwise known as the golden rule.
Okay.
You know, Barrett brought up George Carlin and how George Carlin in one of his skits, you know, contrasted the nature and character of the Creator. But, you know, I don't understand a lot about those things that maybe even Barrett is wondering about. But I can read this as clear as day, that the Christ, who had an unbroken, a perfect relationship with the Father in heaven, and he is telling me that if I know how to give good gifts to my son, if he would ask, how much more would the Father in heaven show his love towards me?
Yeah, but we have to know how to ask, and we have to be doing what he asked us to do first. He's not going to respond if we're, you know, being evil. We have to turn to his law, and once he sees that we've, you know, made some steps, maybe some more steps, then he says, hey, Jerry out there is trying. I'm going to give him a hand. He's trying to repent. I'm going to give him a hand. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know, Jerry. It sounds, you know, you've probably heard it said, and this, of course, isn't scripture. You know, God helps them that helps themselves. I think that's actually came from Benjamin Franklin. Now it sounds good, and certainly, the Father in heaven will reward those who diligently seek his will and diligently seek to follow his law. That's a given and that's a fact. And I think there's if what Christ is revealing about the character of the Father here, if I can understand it, you know, how much more better is his character that I don't yet understand, is really the point that I'm trying to make, that this is a good start, and Christ himself is saying that the Father in heaven is so much more than our own fathers on earth that we all know are less than perfect. You know, I'm a father. I'm less than perfect. You know, no one knows that better than I do. But the Father in heaven is so much higher and so much greater and so much more perfect that that's the example, you know, and that's simply one of what I wanted to bring out was that, you know, the Father is revealed through Christ, you know, and Christ is revealing the Father.
Well, I really can't add anything to that because I think you're on point. I would like to go back to verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would do that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Okay. Now, if somebody's doing something evil to you, and they happen to be one of the sheep, we're told to pray for them. Maybe turn our cheek. Maybe guide them to the law. But throughout the people misunderstand that the Bible is switched. The word man actually has 8 different meanings if you go back into studying it. When a bad guy goes out there and a bad guy tries to rape, pillage, and kill, are we supposed to bring him in and give him a nice dinner for that? Or are we supposed to do what Joshua did to those guys, the bad guys?
Well, we know the returning Christ is going to have a sword, and that's just not for decoration. And I think you're probably right, Jerry. We have to contend for the faith, and you can only turn your cheek so many times, and there's time for something else.
Yeah, but right now I think we're still into that mode where the bad guys are trying to make the good guys strike first. And I think that the intelligent people will not get out there and be lured into striking. I'm talking about picking up your pitchfork. We have to remember, when we look at the prophets, they spent years talking to their Babylonian king. They spent years in prison. And so they were not just going out there and singing a lullaby to these bad kings. They were probably, in my opinion, actually going into their courtroom. And they were declaring that, I am not under your Babylonian rule. I am under the Father's rule. And that's my perception. And I think that's what's going on with a lot of people that I hear call in to Republic Broadcasting. They recognize there's lots of problems. I mean, you hear that all the time. And they're trying to find a solution. And that's what I'm trying to get across in the gathering offering, is that if you go back to his jurisdiction and you take some of his steps that he says to do, he'll then help you and reward you. And, you know, he's going to give you a nice fat fish. He's not going to give you a serpent. But anyway, you know, that's an important area, Rodney. You got another area you would like to hit on, Rodney?
Well, you know, Jerry, got so many things spread out in front of me, I've lost track of the verse, so I'm going to have to kind of paraphrase this one, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We'll have to just kind of draw upon the people's memory here on this one. But Christ was out and about ministering to the people, teaching, and the common folk were bringing their children to be blessed by Christ. And his own disciples began rebuking the parents, saying, in so many words, you know, quit wasting the master's time. Well, Christ, quite honestly, became a little indignant with his own disciples. And he said, forbid them not, for the kingdom of God is of such as these. And I think not only did the Christ have a way with revealing the nature of Christ, he showed a particular love for children who were yet to be soiled by the pharisaical ways of the culture in which they lived. And I just find that revealing about the nature of Christ, that he had such a love for the children, and went on to say, those who would cause one of these ones, little ones, to stumble, it would have been better that a millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the sea.
I agree with you. Get a little break, Rodney, and we'll come right on back after this word from our sponsors.
Let's fly, let's fly away.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Along the way.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and my guest tonight is Rodney Rogers, and we're going over areas that he has found to be important in the Father's Law and trying to share that with you. And the encouragement is for you also to find areas in the Father's Law that you find important to you. Anyway, Rodney, pick it on up and continue in what you were going over, please.
Well, yeah, I found the verse I was stumbling to find. It was in Matthew 19 and verse 14 is where it's at. And I'll just skip to the good part. He said, "But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Now, I've read this I don't know how many times. No doubt most who read their scriptures have come across this many times. But recently I've been wondering, are we looking at this through adult eyes? You know, or do we see children the way Christ saw them? You know, and I really don't have the answers. I've got probably more questions than answers. And you know, anybody that might be tuning in that finds the Christ's love for children as a peculiar interest of theirs, I'd be certainly interested in hearing your thoughts and, on that subject. So
All right. Well, I'd like to add a little something, if I can, Rodney, to what you're talking about, please.
Sure.
We go to chapter 18, verse 2. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as a little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Okay? And whosoever shall receive one such little child of my name receiveth me. All right, now, and this goes in about the millstone you were talking about. What I see this is the big word is humble. I've had to humble myself on so many subjects since I was 42. I'm 61 and a half now. And I found out I'm wrong. I mean, you know, I was considered, you know, somewhat intelligent at least, but I was dead wrong on subject after subject. And I had to humble myself and say, you're wrong. It's not real easy for us in our society to say, hey, Jerry, you're a dummy. You know, look in the mirror and I look at myself, Jerry, you're a dummy. You're an idiot. But if I don't humble myself, right here it tells me I cannot ever enter into the kingdom. I have to, and little children, they don't have all these bad ways. They didn't learn it. You know, we take a little 2 or 3 year old. They're pretty virgin in their mind. We can teach them correctly, or we can teach them incorrectly. I think that we've got to remove the beam out of our eyes so that we can start teaching our children correctly. What do you think, Rodney?
I think you're correct, Jerry. You know, the Christ also said in Matthew 11 and 30, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I would certainly think that that would apply to the very child he had on his lap. You know, why, you know, people think that, you know, the Christ is such a, you know, a taskmaster and, but it's quite to the contrary, you know. He had affections for those who had a childlike nature, you know, and it's hard to come to grips with for an adult, you know, Nicodemus struggled with that, you know.
Well, myself, Rodney, when I have a first thrown in front of me, I go, ooh, I can't believe this. This looks really tough. And then I get into it, and I'm working hard, and all of a sudden I get some sesk, and I say, wow, I am so glad I had that burden put on me, because guess what? I wouldn't know what I know today if I didn't have that burden put on me. And it was fun. And I actually have a lot of fun in trying to come out of Babylon. Now, I spent a lot of hours, trying to massage my noodle, but I have fun doing it. I have a ball doing it. And the burden is light if you're doing it for him. If you're doing it to be a big man, well, I don't think that's going to work. I do it because it's fun. And I enjoy it. And if other people would see that way, you know, sure, I had to change my lifestyle, but my lifestyle has now got me free from the rat trap and always being pushed around by somebody else pushing buttons. Other people don't push my buttons now. The government doesn't push my button. And, you know, I'm the first one to say, my name's Jerry Kirk. You want to come see me? I'm here in Arkansas. Anyway, we might be on a break now. I'm not sure.
Oh, we're getting close, Jerry, but
my clock might be a little off right here. And,
there you go.
You're the one that's letting me know about the music. And, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Rodney's hearing the music when we go to break, and I'm not hearing it except when we come off break. So we're having a little bit of a, you know, hearing problem
yep.
in my ears.
There's the music, Jerry. We're just about out of here.
All right. Well, this we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after we hear from our sponsors. Thank you.
Let's float down to Peru.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Gathering Offering, and my name is Jerry Kirk, and our guest tonight is Rodney Rogers. Rodney, you're there.
Yep, I'm here. Good evening, everyone, and we'd like to invite your calls tonight, this last half hour of the show. The call-in number, as you probably well know, is 1-800-313-9443.
Thank you, Rodney. Appreciate that.
And Jerry, I know your use of Frank Sinatra, and I've heard you explain why. I think it's very refreshing. And you know, in the context of preparing for the show, I remembered a song that I heard in my household when I was roughly 9 or 10 years old. You know, if there was music played in my house, it was my dad's doing, and it was country music. Well, about that time, Johnny Cash came out with a new song called A Boy Named Sue.
Yeah.
And I listened to that for the first time today in probably 40 years. And I looked at the lyrics, and it was quite interesting. It was sad, but it told a true tale. And you know, speaking of what's in a name, you know, and but anyhow, Jerry, I wanted to touch on really what I think is a major theme and a major subject. And that is found in Matthew, again, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and 24.
The book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Now, the question is, what is Mammon? Now, I know the generic, conventional thinking that Mammon is just money, well, or possessions. You know, but does it involve even beyond that? Is Mammon a false god? Is Mammon a competitor with God? Of course, it's competition for your affections. But you know, I thought about this illustration. You know, you got two guys, talking about one guy, is showing the other guy a new gun that he just got. You know, and there's this, little 9-year-old boy standing around enjoying the conversation, and he blurts out, "Well, how much did it cost?" And the two old guys look down at him and they think, "Well, what nerve, for the little guy to ask us how much this thing cost? You know, he doesn't have a right to ask that, you know." But you know, how much of our lives are equated, are seen, understood, and denominated in one form, fashion, or another in a value known as a dollar or some other variation. You know, it's inescapable, and I find myself almost horrified at just how prevalent that concept has woven its way into everyday life and our very thoughts, you know. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were, Jerry, on that subject, or any listeners that might have on that subject.
Well, my thoughts are, number one, there's over 1,000 times, if I've approximated here, the term servant or servant comes in. That doesn't count going into maid servants or men servants or woman servants. And we all are servants. There's no free man out there. It's a misconception. A free man is someone standing in the middle of a pasture, no obligations, no commitment, no one that is committed to him, waiting for the next mongrel horde to come get you. You have to have commitment. You either have a commitment to good or you have a commitment to evil. Mammon is man's system. It is Babylon. It is being servant to a government that is loaded with idols, like they're loaded with chimera. And they load you up with millions of laws, and they canonize you by cannibalize you. They take pieces and pieces and pieces until there's not much left. And, you know, I think that people could talk about this subject day in, day out, day in, day out. Because you cannot, you can't serve two masters. Because if you love the Father, then you're going to despise the government. And you have to get away from that government. You have to get away from that jurisdiction. You have to go back to the Father's jurisdiction. It's that simple to me. Anyway, we may have, was that you, Rodney, or do we have a caller calling in? All right, that's great. Don't have your name and number, but come on in and identify yourself, caller, please.
Well, hello there, Jerry and Rodney. This is Lark in Texas.
Hey, Lark.
Hey, how are you doing, Lark?
Fine. I just want you to know how much I appreciate the both of you and this very enjoyable conversation. I just have a quick question. I wonder if you guys would be interested in weighing in on the so-called kingdom message that we hear so much about, and especially as it might apply to the Lord's Prayer.
The Kita message?
The Kingdom message.
Kingdom message, okay.
Sometimes called the Dominionist message. There seems to be a lot of confusion about this, and somehow it ties into the Lord's Prayer. And the text and the interpretations and misinterpretations of that text. And so I wonder if you guys would have any comments about that to maybe clear the air.
Ronnie, you want to take a stab at it first?
I'll take a stab at it. I don't have the quick thumbnail sketch of what dominionism is, Lark, or the kingdom message. I do know the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, if we get it right, then we understand what the Father's will and his design for heaven is, and we seek that in the here and now. Now, it may very well be, and we all know there's crackpots out there, zealots, intellectuals, who would put their own spin on what the Father's will in heaven is and justify their endeavors on earth accordingly, but may very well be using the scriptures in error. And I wish I could speak a little more authoritatively about that, Lark, but that's my best stab at it with such limited time and with as little thought of as I'm able to give it.
Well, no, I can appreciate that. It's hard to be.
Do you have a quick thumbnail sketch of the Dominionist or Kingdom?
Not really. I can just tell you that if you go to a website called the Nazarene Way, it points out type in the Lord's Prayer. It talks about the various translations, mistranslations, and interpretations of that prayer. I hearken back to it because it was one of the prayers said at our dinner table when I was growing up. And so it's always stuck with me. And I thought about the words often over the years. But then I visit a website called Watch Unto Prayer, and there's an article about synarchism, which is a type of theocracy, an occultic theocracy, or a secret society, if you will. And they speak of many sects or denominations within the Christian faith, particularly the Protestant churches. And she speaks quite disparagingly of people like, I guess, Rush Dooney, and people like Gary North, and many people that are identified on the so-called Christian right. And so I find this all very confusing.
Well, and, Mark, may I make a comment about this on the Lord's Prayer? Would that be okay with you?
Oh, please.
Okay. I go to verse 13, and it starts off, "And lead us not into temptation." I'm one of these individuals that likes to go back and do research. I find it numerous times in the Old Testament that it says the Lord will never lead us into temptation. So on my own head, you know, I lay this. When I say this prayer, I say, "And let us not be led into temptation by others and myself," or ourselves. Because it's clear that when you study this out, that he'll never lead us into temptation. We lead ourselves into it sometimes, and others do. So I point that out, that one particular area, "and lead us," he doesn't ever lead us into temptation. We do it ourselves. So I think there's a proper way to make an analysis of this prayer. And if we take and we actually do some more studying, we find out in another place in the New Testament, the Christ says that he has to, it has to be the Father's will for him to pray our prayer to the Father. In other words, we say, Father, if it's your will, have your Son pray our prayer to us. And when I do a prayer, I always try to mention that when I'm doing the opening prayer. And people say, well, you're being so technical. Well, the Word of God says to reprove and reprove. And you have these naysayers out there that are funded by the government. And most of them, they don't believe in the Christ. And you can't do anything about them. They're ghosts. So I don't worry about them. Lark, you have a show, I was told, now on RBN now, don't you?
Well, I do. It's Saturday afternoons, 2 to 3 Central, and it's called Just an American. And it's a new experience, like it is for you, but it's a gratifying one. And so I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, you know, we didn't know you were going to call in or anything like that, but I know that I've heard you numerous times call into people. Call into RBN and trying to stimulate people's brain process. And I wanted to say thank you for calling in to the Gathering Offering. I appreciate that, Lark. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for entertaining my call. And just know that I appreciate your discourse. And, Rodney, I hope you all will do it again. And perhaps one day discuss this trend towards syncretism and ecumenism, and tie in the Lord's Prayer in its language, and particularly at the end of the Lord's Prayer. And perhaps we can discover why it is that so many Americans today think socialism is something that Christ taught.
Yeah. No, he didn't teach socialism, because we go in the Old Testament, you'll never see where the... where people get a vote. There's no democracy. You know, you got the laws, they're immutable, you don't change them. You just do what he says. And then we quit having ourselves act like little gods, thinking we can alter his law and alter his way.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that, Jerry. You're one of my favorites on RBN, and you too, Rodney. And
well, hey, Lark, before you go, you know, Jerry speaks very fondly of his father's influence in his life, and I know you've shared with me the marvelous influence that your mother had on and with you, and you honor her memory by doing so, and I know she's very proud of you, Lark, and that was kind of one of the themes that I wanted to touch on. About names, my father, gave me a name, to live up to or to grow into. And I think, Lark, you've grown into the man and that your mother always hoped you would. And
well, bear in mind, Rodney, I adopted my daddy's name, my stepfather's name. And he's the one that raised me. And it was also my stepfather who said the Lord's Prayer at the dinner table. And so, such is the fractured nature of many of our families.
Yeah.
In the last few generations in this country, since socialism has taken hold in America. And anyway, I appreciate the two of you so much, because I know that you're scholars, and you read, and you really care, and one of the reasons I'm a big fan of RBN.
Well, thank you very much, Lark, and like I say, I do appreciate this call because you're the first host of another show of RBN to call in, and I thank you for being the first one.
Well, thank you, and have a nice night, both of you.
All right, thanks,
That's
Lark.
Great. Rodney, we're approaching a break here, and the last couple minutes of the gathering offering I want to spend on visiting with what we're going to maybe try and do next week a little bit with people.
Well, Jerry, I just want to say, you know, thank you. I was flattered that you invited me to join you on your show, and I hope I've left the bar low enough for your next guest. And I know, Jerry, you've got an awful lot of really good callers that do call in your show, and you know, I don't claim to be authority or an erudite or an intellectual. You know, I only know what I know, and I prefer to listen. You know, I already know what I know. I like to ask questions and listen to you guys. And
thank you so much, Rodney. We're going to a break, and look forward to maybe doing it again with you someday.
All right, Jerry.
Thank you. Got a break, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on. Thank you.
Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
He's got high hopes. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree.
Gentlemen, and again I offer blessings to those with eyes and ears. And I remind the goats, we know where you're going. And I would take one more time to thank Rodney Rogers for coming on. The whole point for him coming on was for participation's sake, so that you will start participating and looking at your book, your playbook, and finding the verses that are important to you and studying them out and applying them to your life. That's what the gathering offering is about. Now, this week you didn't have to listen to me too much. Next week is going to be called Like a Touch of Reality. There's going to be a lot of folks that are going to want to take a 16-penny nail and drive it into my eyes. And that's okay. I'm going to point out some facts that you cannot deny the fact, but what you can deny is the reality of the fact. And it's going to hit everyone, almost 99.99% of the people. It's going to hit them right between the eyes. And they're going to have to face a reality. And you're not going to like me. So go ahead. I live down on the side of a mountain in Arkansas. You come down and kill the messenger. But I'm tired of being, you know, pansying. I'm tired of people not waking up. So you want to get mad at somebody? Tune in next week. Because you're not going to like the reality. You won't be able to deny the facts. And I'm going to start hitting a little harder. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to say soothing things to put you in some kind of trance. I'm here to wake you up with solutions. It's my problem is why I did it. That's why we're in this condition. I didn't do everything I should have done from the day I was born. When we look at the problem, we say, hey, it's mine. That's where the problem is. We have to take the bull by the horn. I thank you so much for listening to the gathering offering. The numbers have been going up just a little bit every week. Probably at the end of next week, they'll probably die. But that's not my, you know, that's the kill the messenger thing. Listen to the facts and see if you can accept the reality. And then when you see the reality, you got the guts to do what you need to do. You can't do it overnight. Remember the song says, nice and easy, nice and easy. But you got to tear down them rubber trees. If an ant can knock down a rubber tree, think what we can do. We're going to take back the planet. And I don't have high hopes. I have high knowledge this is going to happen. I know it. The Christ will return, and he will educate us, and he will help us. Don't believe it? Know it. There's a lot of difference between belief and knowledge. That's what it's about. Get your knowledge. Get away from some kind of belief. That's how you get swayed. Decide. Is there something called good and something called evil? Blessings to those with eyes and ears. Looking forward to seeing you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
I'll be holding you so near. You angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Let's fly away.
The next